Here on Daf, from Gimel Amud Beis, before we start, I'd like to mention two inyanim. We had asked a kashe on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, we had the Gemara, Odom Choshev Shani, Kedar Abelozo, Domer Abelozo, and Odom Choshev Rashoi, Lipel Alponov, Elim Kainenek, Yeshua Binu. The Gemara was explaining why was it that when Rav was Ikla Lebovel, why was it as Leinofal Al Apov? The Gemara had a few Mahalchim to explain the Anhoge of Rav. And the third mahalach of the Gemara was that Odom Choshev Shani, and Odom Choshev is not permitted Liper Laponov unless he's Batuach that he's Nene Ki Yeshua Binun. So we had mentioned then the Mishneh Berurah brings down that the whole Iser of an Odom Choshev is Dafke if the Tzibur is not Neufel Alpaneihem, and he's the only one that's doing it, so then there'll be a Rinun on him, why wasn't he Nene? But if the Tzibur is also Neufel Alpaneihem, and we see that Chas V'Shom, they're not Nene, so we see that that there won't be any tain on him if the tefillah tzibur is in nene, so there's no kasha why his tefillah is not nene. So we had asked the kasha that the maisa of Rav was speaking about that the tzibur was nofal al apayim. That's what the Gemara says: nofal kula alma an payu, the Rav le nofal al anpei. So if everyone fell al pneim, so then there's no Issa Bechlal of an Odom Choshev. That was the Shaila we had asked. I was shown the Bach in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph brings down, asks this Kashe. He brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoyel. Rabbeinu Yoyel Alevi said, Hoda Oso Bo Odom Choshev, Eine Elokshein Hatsibo Neuflim El Odom Choshev Levadei Neufel, Bitsibo Lispala Latsibo Dumi Di Yeshua Lifnei Ha'ai. Avol Im Gam Hatsibo Neuflim, but Rabbeinu Yoyel Alevi says, if the Tzibo is also Neuflim, Buta Gam Lo Odom Choshev Lipeli Moen. So the Bach says, Viteime, Dolishinuye Basre Koma the Rav Leinofal Al Anpei Bahadi Tzibure Mishum Da Odom Choshev Shani Kid Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says Rav didn't fall because of Rabbi Loza. Alma Da Fila Bahadi Tzibure Nami Osa La Odom Choshev. So Baruch Hashem, he asks the Kasha and he answers the less Ilchese Kahach Lishne Basre. That Be'emesin, we don't paskin like this Loshin. This Loshin held that the Issa of an Odom Choshuv applies even if the Tzibur is falling al apayim. That's what this Loshin held. And we don't paskin like this Loshin. And he says this Loshin held another Chiddush. The Lesil Chesakach Lishne Basre Teida. Because according to this Loshin, the oisa la odom choshev afilu behispalo shaloya latzibo. The case of Rav was not speaking about a special inyan that odom choshev was mispalo for the tzibo. Kach uvde the Rav dikla labovo betayne tzibo, the ba'akroi havi hach uvde. This was tamazeya maise that they all fell for tachnin, and there wasn't a special maise that Rav was mispalo on the tzibo. Ba'anan kaimulon da odom choshev eini osa leispalol al adas hatzibur. So al kolchoch, this loshen held two different dinim that we don't paskin like. Tesis brings down Yerushalmi meforsh heichesh mispalol b'shvil hatzibur. And so according to the Bach, that means not like according to our Gemara. The third Lashon held that Afilu is not mispalel ala tzibur. Afilu, the tzibur is also noifal ala peim. There's still an issa by an odom choshev, and we don't pass them like this Lashon. La locha we hold that an odom choshev is only also mispalel ala tzibur, number one. And number two, the only issa applies if the tzibur is also not falling ala peim. If the tzibur is not falling ala peim, there's no issa on odom choshev. That is one ha'ore. A second ha'ore before we start the Mishnah daf of Gimel Amid Beis. Taisvis and daf of Gimel Amid Beis, the Bramaskel Ve'aim, says as follows. Taisvis brings down a machlikis, the Rabbi Natam, and Rashi, the halacha of Peiris al Hashma. If this is Dafke, if there are 7, 6, 5, 3, or 1 who didn't hear Bochu and Kedusha. So Taisvis brings down all the Shitas. And then Taisvis says, Teicha Dvorim, Bafilu Oisai Seshama Kva, Afilu a person who already had heard Kedusha, Bochu, Yochel Hoitzi Oisan Shalei Shamu, they could be Maitzi those who didn't hear, כמוי שאונו רואים שליח ציבור, שאף על פי שהספלו כבר השמיינה עשרה ברוכס בלחש, חויזר המספלו בכל רום, just like השליח ציבור repeats the דבני, ואף על פי שכולנו בקיים עכשיו, even though we are all בקיים. So the same thing by פרס השמן עבר לפני התדע. Mikol makim yesh loimer be'ein ze raya kol kach. It could be it's not a raya. The shani ashmoyne esre brochei shereim hoi mispalo metchila bekeil rom shema lo yechavnu libom lagiyah im shliach tziba b'mokim kedusha umayda. Taisvi says that could be by shmoyne esre it is impossible to have the shatz davin one Shemayna Esrei, because the people will not be mechaben to hold together with the Shatz, so they're going to miss Kedusha and Maidim. So therefore, we are forced to daven two Shemayna Esreis. But like this, could be to a Peiris al Shema, a person already heard, could be he can't be Maitzi. That's what Taisva says. So when we learned this Taisvis, I had asked, I was always under the impression that the reason we daven two Shemayna Esreis is the first Shemayna Esrei is for the Shatz Lesader Tfilosai. I saw the Bir Halocha in Simin Samach Tes that brings down our Taisvis and Megillah Serachidish, so then I understood how the Bir Halocha understood our Taisvis. He brings down that Taisvis in Megillah says that the sole reason we daven over Shemayna Esrei nowadays is because of Kedusha. That he brings down Taisvis in Megillah daf chav gimel amud beis. That means our Taisvis is saying that Bizman Chazal, the reason there were two Shemayna Esreis, that was to be because there were Eina Bekiyim. So it could be, then there was a din, if he's going to be Moitzi, the Einam Bekiyim, he has to be Mesada Tfilosai. That means, really, I never understood why the Shatz has to be Mesada Tfilosai and the Bekiyim don't have to be Mesada Tfilosai. But could be, he has to be Moitzi, the Einam Bekiyim. This is not Stamazai Davening. He has to be Moitzi others. So there, Chazal held it important that he should be Mesada Tfilosai. If he's mighty, someone else. But Taisvis is saying, but nowadays we are not mighty. We're not mighty anyone, because all of us are Bekiyim. So why, Taki, don't we daven to Shemayna Esrei? Why do we daven to Shemayna Esrei? L'chayre, we should daven one Shemayna Esrei. And everyone will daven together with him, and will say Kedusha. So Taisvah says there's a different problem, because if everyone will daven together, it could be they won't be able to catch up with him or daven at the same pace, and the Mela, they'll lose out in the Kedushin Moedim. That is why we daven two Shemayna Esreis. But so it would come out from this Taisvah, the Chayra, this is Pshatan Taisvah, that Bizmaneinu, the reason we daven two Shemayna Esreis is not because the second Shemayna Esrei, the sole purpose of that, we're making a second Shemayna Esrei only for Kedusha, not to be Maitzi the Elam. That is Bizmaneinu. And Taisa brings the Raya, we could make a special Shemayna Esrei only for Kedusha. So it could be, but Bizmaneinu, the first Shemayna Esrei, since we're not Maitzi someone, there's no need to be misada tfilosai. There's a tshuva from Rab Moshe and Igros Moshe. Chelik Beis Erechaim Simen Samach Tes. Rab Moshe clears a shaila of a person, let's say, davens personally Nusach Ashkenaz. He's davening in a shul that davens Sfar. So, versteht sich, dass der Heuche Shemayna Esrei hier ist der Daven Zfal. That's the Minig Amokim. But Ramayish is a Tshuva, but what should be the Stille Shemayna Esrei? So Ramayish says, since the Chiyuv of the Stille Shemayna Esrei is Lesader Tfilosoi, so he has to be Davke Daven Zfal the Stille Shemayna Esrei. Because Adarab, if he's going to Daven Ashkenaz, he's going to get real Mevulbu. That the Shemnesa before Daven Ashkenaz, now he's going to Daven Tzvar. He names on for a double poshet that the first Shemnesrei was Niskan Lesadet Vilos, and he brings a Magen Avram like that. L'chayre, according to our Taisvis, it would seem that it's not like that. There's no din of Lesadet Vilos. Taisvis gives it, I mean, Taisvis says theoretically you could Daven one Shemnesrei, and there's a different problem. Only because the people would not be able to daven at the same pace. Okay, let us start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Akeire batoire leifchois mishloisha psukim. That each oile should not say less than three psukim. V'loi yikra lemetul gimen yaiser miposek echot. Now, Bisman Chazal, they used to be Metargim, the Psukim Shebetoire, the Psukim Shebenovi, is Vulayikra Lemeturgim and Yoisem I Posek Echot, that the Balkaire should not lane more than one Posek, that it should be easier for the Meturgim, and he shouldn't have three Psukim on his head to remember to be metargim all three psukim, so therefore he is only kairei one posik at a time, and afterwards the metargim is metargim that posik. So Rashi says, "Lo yikra le meturgimen yoisem I posik echad shelo yite meturgimen ha metargim alpe." He was metargim alpe, so memele he shouldn't make a mistake. So therefore it's a kriya of one posik, and right afterwards a talgum of that posik. Ubenovi shloisha, but bishas kriyas hanovi, the balkoire is permitted to say three psukim at a time. Ubenovi shloisha im yirtze, if he wants, he can learn three psukim. Uloi ichpes lon im yite, and it doesn't bother us even by laning three psukim at a time, the metargim might make some mistakes. Leinafke minei hayro, since the novi is not negeya hayro, siso beheter, so memele, we were not makvid, even though there might come out a mistake. But the Beis Yitzchok says, but it seems, that means, Chazal went with a cheshbin, the four psukim, he's not permitted to lay. That means Chazal took into consideration how olul there is that a mistake could occur, And so three psukim, even though there might be some mistakes, but will be soivel these mistakes. Four psukim is olo to make more mistakes. That they were not matir by even by a novi, but till three psukim they were matir. Hayu shloshtan shalosh parshiyos. If the three psukim were three parshiyos, toirin echad echad. So then we have to lain one posik at a time, and he cannot lain all three at a time. Vimhoyu shloshton, so Rashi says, Bigmorim eforish echa mashkachas loritzuspen, that all, it would seem all three psukim, one after the other, it would seem that there are shalosh parshiyos, where do we have such an inyan? Now the Mishnah continues, Midalgin binovi. One is permitted to be medallic, one, but the Bishas, the Kaira, the Novi, they can be medallic from one Mokim to another Mokim. Where ain't medallic by Torah. By Torah, they have to go straight, it's not permitted to make a diluk, to skip over. But Kamahu medallic, suppose this is going now on medallic by Novi. Till when is a person allowed to be medallic? Ad kedei shelo yifsoik hameturgimin. That he should be able to be up to the new mokim before the meturgimin ended translating the previous posse. Let us see Rashi. Medalgim benovi mi parshe le parshe. Ve'ein medalgim betoire shashemeya as hakoifetz mimokim lemokim, if a person is listening to the balkeire who is jumping from one place to another place, ein liboy miyushev lishmoya. That means that this is a pressure on him, jumping from different places, so he's not able to hear. One does not only hear with the ears, they need a lave miyushev also. And if they're jumping from one mokim to another, mokim ain libay miyushev lishmaya, he can't concentrate. So therefore, by Torah, one is not permitted to be medalik. Vat kamu medalik binovi, shlo yifsaik atulgimin, that shlo yidalik, he's not permitted to jump from where he is holding. Elo, kedei sheyuchul logel es a sefer. He should still be able to be goylel the sefer. The likrois bemokim hadiluk, and now he should be able to be koire in the new place which he was medalik to. Koidem sheyigmer hatulgimin. Targum HaMikro. The Beis Yitzchok makes a grace, Shedileg Misham. That means that he should be able to be holding up to the next Pasuk before the Meturgimin finished translating the Mikro Shedileg Misham, the Pasuk that he had jumped from there. So he's up to the next posik, so as soon as the metargim will be finished translating, he will be able to continue. Shein kovid tzibo lamit sham b'shtiket. It's not a kovid for the tzibo to be waiting for the glilis hanovi. So therefore, if it is close enough that they'll be up to the next posik before the metargim finishes translating the previous posik, then it is permissible, and if not, it is also. Let us see Toisvis, ubenovi shloisha. Va'achshav ein onu makrim lemeturgimin, afilu benovi, ela posik echot. Now the minig is that we're only koyre posik echad. Shalayav elitois, that he shouldn't come to make a tois. אך בתחילת ההפטרה אנו מקרים גימל למתורגמן להידיע כי חיין הדין אילו ידחי שינון שייתה. Now the first, by the first three psukim, we learn first three psukim, and then we start, kichayin adin, iloy dachashin in sheyite. The pshatin toisves, they saw the Beis Yitzchok says two pshatim in toisves. One pshat will say now, the other pshat is dependent on the next toisves. The first pshat he wants to say that be'emes, as we had mentioned before in the Mishnah, it's not a hefkevelt that by a novi it doesn't matter if he'll make a tois, if he won't make a tois, because we see there were only matter a novi three psukim, four psukim, you're not permitted to say. So it seems they were matter an X percent of mistake. That's what they were matter. That means the amount of mistakes that could come out from a kriya of three psukim, that they were matter. But if there'll be an X plus, there'll be, I mean, by laning four psukim, so there's a greater percentage of mistakes that can occur, that they weren't matter by a novi also. So Taisvis is saying, Bizmanenu is nechleshu hadairis, so by us, three psukim are equivalent to Bisman Chazal, to four psukim, to five psukim. So therefore, we only lane one posik. By us, one posik is equivalent to three psukim by them. The Afal Pikain, the first three psukim, since the takona was three psukim, so the first three psukim we lain before the we were metargim. Agavuche, I saw in the Sifse Chachomim, he brings down from the Marze Vitri, then he understood the minig of the second day Shavuos by the Haftorah. By Yitziv Pisgam, that's a reshus, we learned first three psukim, and the seder was that Fakert, the metargum, first said a reshus, which we have, and then he started being metargum. He didn't stammer that. It was the first a reshus that he was neutral in order to be metargum. So that is pshat in the Haftorah, that we first say three psukim, then you see Pisgam, that is the Rishus, and then he started translating, that we don't do anymore because we're not Metargim. But then, after the Rishus, he started translating the first three psukim, and then later, each posik he translated, that's what they said, that the meaning is, posik at a time. Bimhoyo shloshton shel sholish parshiyes kairin echod echod. But a filu bizmana mishneh, if there were three psukim, and each one was a different parsha, so then we were only kairin echod echod. Kashe al masha onu metargim in vayoyma Yeshua la'om iskadoshu, v'yeshom gimul psukim ad ba'eis ahi. Basically speaking about already, then we start speaking about the Yeshua's Mol Klal Yisrael. Umakin oisin lemetargim shloshnim biyachat, ba'af alpi sheyesh parshe b'soif shnei psukim. So Taisis asks, what is pshat in the minik? That we learn the first three psukim, and then we metargim, and these three psukim, one is a new parshe. Now, for the Medina de Mishneh, a new parsha, you have to learn, you have to be kaire separately. You can't be kaire together. Period. Kash. V'ho she'onu metargimin haftoirish shel Pesach v'atzeres tvei mishar yontif. Now, Taisvis seems to be saying that the minig bizmaneim was that... they weren't metargim all the haftairis. And that's what we hear Taisus Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Ozeh Onu Soimchim De Tap Tais Rishen Onu Metargim In Haftere Shebechol Yemeis Hashana Vechein HaParshis. We see that Bimei Chazal also there were different Mekaymes. So Kaponim, so Taisus is now saying, Bahosha Onu Metargim In Haftere Shal Pesach Vatzeres Tvei Mishar Yontev. That means that during the year Bechlal they weren't Metargim, and they were only Metargim two Haftaris, Shal Pesach Vatzeres. So what's the inyan of these two Haftaris? So Taisus says, Lofi Shehein Medabreis B'nes Ayoim, Kedei Lefarsem Hanes, V'chein B'matan Teire, Kedei Lefarsem Hanes. So Taisus says that these two Haftaris are Haftaris of Pirsume Nisse, and Fakerto, by Pirsume Nisse, we bedavka our metargim that everyone should understand the Ness. That's what I said. That's why these are the only two Haftaris Arminigis to be metargim. Now, I didn't understand the Pirsume Nisse by the Haftaira of Pesach. Bishloime, the Haftaire of Shvuas, is also difficult to understand what the Pirsume Nisse is, but that I saw in the Levush, that the Levush says that the Haftaire of Shvuas, which speaks about the Nevuah of Yecheskel, the Maise Makovim. So the Levush says, "B'shas matan Torah kulam hisigu maise amarkove kechol ma shehisig Yecheskel." That b'shas matan Torah, whatever Yecheskel saw, everyone was masig that. So that's an estake. So first of all, so we learn the haftorah of Yecheskel, the gvaldike hispilus of Yecheskel, what Yecheskel was zeiche to see, and the nest was that everyone saw it. Everyone was able to be masig what Yecheskel was masig. So that could be, that's called Pirsume Nisse. Exactly what the Ness by the Haftarah of Yeshua, the Iker speaks about that he was Mal Klal Yisrael there. I don't understand exactly what the Pirsume Nisse was by the Haftarah of Yeshua and Pesach. The Beis Yitzchok says, he wants to say a different pshat. He mentioned before, Taisva says, V'achshav enonu makam uturgman afilo benovi ela posik echad. So, first he wanted to say pshat that nechleshu adoiris, and now by us, The Meturgimin can only have one posik on his head at a time. But he wants to say, could be, Taisvis, there's a different shot in Taisvis. That means, by us, we are not Meturgim Anovi in Gansan. We're not Meturgim Anovi. No, there is two Haftairas we're Meturgim, that's the Haftaira of Pesach and Shavuos, because of Pirsume Nisse. So by us, the Pirsume Nisse is a Moiradike Cheshivis. That's why the others were not Metargim, we were Mevater on the Targum. The Pirsume Nisse has a Moiradike Cheshivis, and that's why we're Metargim. So he says, could be that's shot in the previous Taisvis. So by us, that's why we are Metargim one Pasuk at a time. That means by us, these two Haftaris have a Cheshivis of Torah, that we want everyone to understand what happened in these two Haftaris, and that's why we are Metargim one Pasuk at a time. He says, we put a Bezundere Dogish and Cheshivis on these two Haftaris, we gave them a Cheshivis of Torah. Now since Medina the Gemara, there is no such Cheshivis in these Haftaris more than any other Haftaris, so therefore the first we psukim, we are kaire to the and we are kaire biyachad, and then the metargim is metargim them. But the rest of the psukim, which we want that the Olam should hear the Pisumi Nisa, and the, so that we are Kairi, Pasuk, Pasuk, Bifnei Atma. That's how the Beis Yitzchak says Pshat in the first Tosfos. Zok the Gemara, Hane Gimel Psukim Kineged Mi. The Mishnah says that one should learn three psukim, Leyibchais Mishloisha Psukim. So, Kineged Mi, what's the meaning of three psukim? Omar Rav Asi, Kineged Teire Neviim Uksuvim. That there are three Chelkeya Teire, Teire Bishlei Musa is Tanakh. So therefore, when the oile is kaira, he's kaila three psukim, which is maramis on the three chelke ha-teira. Teira t'lisoa, a teira that has three chalokim. The Taisus Arosh says that we had in the beginning of the Perek, there the Gemara asked, what is the reason for the three oilem? So the Gemara said, Rabasi said, Teira Nevi'im Iksuvim, and Rovid Achsime said, Kahanim Nevi'im V'Yisraelim. Here the Gemara doesn't bring down that member of Kahanim Nevi'im V'Yisraelim. So the Taisus HaRosh says, Poshit, because there the Shaila was, why are there three Oilim? So there are three sugim of mekablei atoire. In fact, it is oile, first a kohen, then a levi, then a yisrael. So fakert, three oilem is for the three sugei mekablei atoire, kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim. So that's a reason for three oilem. But kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim is not a reason for one oile to learn three psukim. So therefore, therefore, the Gemara only brings Rav Asi's reason, Keneged Teire Neviim Iksuvim. Now, I had a shtikel ha'ore, but according to Rav Asi, we have each oile lines three psukim, Keneged Teire Neviim Iksuvim. And then you have three oilem also connected Teire Neviim Iksuvim. So why do you need all these the two different inyonim, and it's to tell us the same message of Teire Neviim Iksuvim? Perhaps pshat is that each one is telling us a different message. The first oile is kaira three psukim, and the purpose of this three psukim is to tell us that teire bishle musa has three chalokim. It's not that's it. This three chalokim in teire, in order to be zeicher to the shleimus of teire shebiksav, and this teire nevim iksuvim. Therefore, three psukim are read. But could be the inyan of three oilim is telling us something else. Mitzad echad, teira nevim ksuvim is teira bishli musa. That's a unit of, that's the shleimus of teira. Teira nevim ksuvim. But leidach gise, one should not think that these three chalokim are three equal chalokim. And we had before in the Gemara and Avchav Gimel Amid Aleph that the reason they were misakin that the Oile Lemafter should be Kaira B'Teire, the reason was Mivnei Kvoida Teire Shleye Kvoid Teire Kvoid Novi Shove. That means one has to realize even in Teire there are three Chalokim, but they are not three equal Chalokim. That Novi is less than Teire. Perhaps Ksuvim is less than Novi. So it could be, therefore, we have three different Koirim. Could be that as Pshat the Gemara before. There are three different Oilim to show that in Chelke Teire, they are not the same. They are different Chalokim. They are not equal Chalokim. Just like they are not, it's not one Koirim. It is pshat is that there are three different oilim to show that there are the three different chalakim, they're not equal chalakim. Could be that is pshat in the Gemara before. V'la yikra le'meturgimen yaisa mi'pasik echot u'benavi gimul psukim. V'imhoyu shloshtan shalish parshiyes. But if the three psukim were three different parshiyes, kairei echot echot, then, so he has to learn one pasuk at a time. Ki goin, ki koi omar Hashem chinom nimkartem, ki koi omar Hashem alakim mitzrayim yored ami borishoyne, v'ato mali poi niyum Hashem. Now, it seems that the Gemara is bringing a marshal of three psukim, which are three parshias. Now, the problem is, there are not three parshias. You have three psukim in Yeshaya and Nunbeis, one after the other, but it's a chelik of one parsha. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So the Ran says, Kivin she'in yonam chalukim, in yonam chalukim heim ein la'alva. That means that it's lav davke three parshiyas. The mechuvin was, if you'll have three different in yonim, so did not want to mix them up together, and then the metalgam should go and translate each inyan bazunda. So therefore, so three in yonim chalukim is equivalent to three parshiyas, and one should not be kairei biyacha. Zakti Gemara weiter. Medalgim benovi ve'ein medalgim beteire. We are medalig benovi, and when that we had the Mishnah ve'ein medalgim beteire. Ve'raminu al eshu akashe, we see that we're medalig b'teira also. The Kayin Godol, when he was kairei b'yom ha-kippurim, was kairei achrei mois, and then he was medalig to emer, v'ach be'oser, v'hoka medalig. So we see we're medalig b'teira. Omar abaye loy kashe, kam b'chdei she'yifsei katurgimin, וכאן בכדי שלא יפסק התורגמן. That it matters that what it says in the Mishnah, that ain מדלגים בתורה, that means if it's כדי שיפסק התורגמן, that the תורגמן will have stopped already translating before you got to the next parsha. But if it's kedei shelo yivsekat betulgimen, then it is mutter. Now Abaye understood, according to this teretz of Abaye before the Gemara is chaylik on Abaye, Abaye understood. Let us just look at the loshon Mishnah. The Mishnah says medalgim benovi ve'ein medalgin betayre, but not medalig betayre. Period. Va'at kamo hu medalig at kedei shelo yivsek ha-meturgimin. That means now we're going back to Torah. Ve'ein medalgim be-Torah. Va'at kamo hu medalig, but when could he be medalig? At kedei shelo yivsek ha-meturgimin. Now, the problem to learn like this is the flow of the Mishnah is not too good, because we never said you're medalig. That means that kamu medalig is, we're assuming that you could be medalig, and how much could you be medalig? So therefore, Rashi in the Mishneh Taka says that kamu medalig is going on medalgim benovi. Because there we said there is a heter dilig, but kamu medalig. But Abaye had wanted to say that, no, it's going on Torah. Even though we never mentioned, we only spoke about an Isser Dilug, but the Mishnah is telling us that there's a Heter Dilug also. That's what Abaye wanted to say. Omar Abaye loy kashe, kan b'chdei she'yivsek ha'turgimin. So Memele, that's the first half of the Mishnah, that's Ein Medalgen. The Kambach Dei Shalo Yivse Kametulgim, and then there's a Heter Diluk Afilu by Torah. So the Gemara answers, Valok Toni Medalgin Bidnovi Ve'ein Medalgin B'Torah Bat Kamo Medalgin Shal Yivsek Atulgimin L'Chayre, that this is going, That a Novi, that we said is a Heter Dilug, but the Heter Dilug is Kadei Shal Yivsek Atulgimin Mechlal De B'Torah Klal O Klal Loi. So the Gemara is chaylik on Abaye's pshat. Ella omar Abaye, loy kasha. Kan be'inyan echod, kan b'shtei inyonis. That means that we're speaking about shtei inyonis. Medalgim b'novi is speaking about shtei inyonis. Ve'medalgim b'teire, shtei inyonis. And now we're saying that, but today what it says in Yume, that the Kohen Gadol was medalig, Kairi Achemois Va'ach Be'osar, that's one Inyan, speaking about Yom HaKippurim. So by one Inyan, Afilu by Teire, it is also permissible to be medalig. Bohosanye B'nichuses, and now the Gemara Taka brings a Raya from Abaraisa, that there is a Heter of Dilug by Teire, that is one Inyan. Medalgim b'Teire b'Inyan Echot. It's permissible. Ubenovi b'Shnei Inyanim. In Kan v'Kan, but now we have a Tnai, whenever there is a Heter Dilug, but there is a condition, b'Chdei Shalo Yivsei Katulgimin. That there should be, that it should be a Dilug, small enough that when the Tulgimin will still be in the middle of being translating it, and he'll be ready to be goylo to the posik he intends to lane to be kairi now. Let us see Rashi. Kairi kayin godol achre mois b'yom kippurim. Mishnehi b'meseches yumen. Va'ach bi'osa l'chaydish. V'yesh kan diluk. The parshas ach bi'osa l'chaydish ashvi'i b'parshas emir ala kehanim. Kan b'chdei shala yivsek ha-metulgimin. V'ay b'chdei shala yivseku. So that was Abaye's first teretz. And emir is b'chdei shala yivsek sh'rei smuchimim. It's next tachimayis. Baktani Garcinen, Bula Garcinen Alo. The incident of Abaye says a different terms. Be in Yen Echot, Sheshnei Medabri Medover Echot, Be Ein Kan Tiruf Hadas. A person will not get mixed up. Hilkach, Kiloi Mam Sik Metul Gimin Medalik, Sheshnei Be in Yen Mekipurim Medabri. Mas Nisen Diktoni Klal Loi Bishnei Inyonim. That's speaking about two different inyanim, tigremi parshas, negoim la parshas zovim. Vasanye benichuse, ein medalgin minovi lenovi, shiesh kantiruf yoisam midai. This is further. Vasanye benichuse. Now let us go further. Tanya idoch. Ein medalgin minovi lenovi. That from different neviim, then there is tiruf yoisem idai. So that is also rafulu by the haftarah. Ubi novi shol shneim also medalit. But by the neviim, by the of shneim also, then it's permitted to, like it. Then there's no tiruf, it seems. Ubelvad shalo yedaleg misayf aseifa litchilosay. But one should not be medaleg misayf aseifa litchilosay. So Rashi says, emedaleg novi novi shiesh kantirof yaisa midai, misayf aseifa litchilosay lemafreya. So the Ritva explains, es nire ke koire le mafreye. It's nire like, that's a new problem. There's no tiruf over here, but if you go from the seif hanovi to tchila, so that's like a kriya le mafreye, like he's leaning backwards, and that, they were not matter. That's the different chasaron in ganse. Let us see the Mishnah further. Amaftir benovi, hu peires al shma, the one who said mafte, hu peires al shma, hu oiver lifnei ateva, hu noisei eskapo. Let us see Rashi. Amaftir benovi, mi she rogil lahaftir benovi, a person who was rogul to be mafta. It seems the Novi was not such a popular, the Haftorah was not such a popular aliyah. And the answer is it wasn't popular because halachically we see that by the Shiva Oilim, Shiva Kluim, even though a cotton is also Oile, but you can't have roiv of them can be Oilim. And perhaps we could be Moisef. We said over Rabbi Kevega, and the Goyin seems to hold only one could be Oile. And Dafka by the Shiva Kruim, and not by the Shisha Kruim, not by the Hamisha Kruim. So, but by a Mafter, a Kotten is Oile. So we see that the Mafter is not such a Choshev Aliyah. Perhaps we could be Moisef. We had before that the kriya of the Haftorah Bechlal was a kriya als kovet haTorah. That means, als kovet haTorah, that means if I'll just lay the Haftorah alone, so it'll look like that the Novi is equivalent to Torah. So there's a kriya als kovet haTorah. Because this kriya was als kovet haTorah, there's a machlekes of the Bafta is oilam in a minyan, it's not oilam in a minyan, but it's not a, it's not a choshebe kriya. The one who is oile the mafta was not, even though he could be yoitz with the zayim kruyim, but it was already a great b kriya. So memele, so in order to see, order to satisfy him, a maftir benovi, Rashi says, mi she rogir lahaftir benovi. That means he's always mamtzi himself to, he doesn't need an aliyah shuve, misha rogil lahafte benovi, tikno chachomim shi epeires eshma. The Rishash wants to say pshat in Rashi. Rashi had a problem. The peires al shma, or evil if nea teve, lochere was before the kriya and the haftorah. This was, they came late, but this was not, it was not after the kriya, it was before the kriya's haftorah. So therefore Rashi says, pshat, mi sherogil lahaftor benovi, that means this person has a good track record, for the last 4 weeks he's always said, give me mafta, it doesn't bother me, give me mafta. So memele, so next week already we'll show our akoros hatoyv to him, and we'll say that he should be Peires Eshma. Hu oiver lifnei ateve, lo hoitzi es atzibo bikdushe shebetfile. That will be moitzi de tzibo bikdushe shebetfile. I think pshat and Rashi is, what is pshat? He's moitzi de tzibo bikdushe shebetfile, lo chayre, everyone says kodesh kodesh, what's who's, hu moitzi es atzibo. I think Rashi means, in Simen Kuf Chav Hei, it says as follows. The Mechaber says, Ein Hatzibur Oimrim Im Hashatz Nagdishoch. The Tzibur does not say Nagdishoch. Elo Shoiskin, they're quiet, Umechavnim Lema Sheshatz Oimer. That's what the Mechaber says, that the Shatz says Nagdishoch and the Oilam is quiet. So the Mishnah Brura says, the Niskan Sheshat Yoimreno Bishvil Hakol, V'yiyye shluchom. So it comes out, the Shatz is saying, Nagdishoch, that means, he's bemokim the kol, and they yoytze with what he's saying. He's saying Nagdishoch. That's what we say, Nagdishoch, agavunche, that's al pi Arizal. The Arizal said that the Olam should say, still a hate Nagdishoch. But, but Apia Machaber, the Olam did not say Nagdishoch. So Memele, so I think, so that's Pshat, he was Moitzi the Olam with Nagdishoch. That's Niskan Sheshat Yemreno Bishvil Akol V'Yishlucham. So that there he's Moitzi the Olam with that. Moitzi Yasatzibo B'Kedusha Shebetzvilas, I think that's with Nagdishoch. Now, so this was al sakoras atayvusi, or maybe al other reasons, as we'll see in the Gemara. Hu poiris al shma, so he says kaddish and borchu and yaitzaroyer. Voivel lechnei atayve, that is meitzed them with kedusha. Vuhu naisei es kapo, and he duchens. Now this is a shrekleche Mishnah, and if he wouldn't have said mafta, he wouldn't do him. I mean, what's pshat? So there are different mahalchim how to explain the Mishnah. The Turi Eben wants to explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a unique case. He brings the Gemara and Saita, what happens if you have a Beis HaKnesses which are Kulei Kahanim? So it says if there's a minion that can be Oinin on the Bichas Kayanim, so there's a minion that is not Oile, they stay on the, they listen to the Bichas Kayanim, they answer Amen, and the rest are Oile Lalis Leduchen. So you could have a unique case that there could be a Kohen and he won't do him. So here the Mishnah is saying, Bohu Naisei Eskapov. If this Kohen was so cooperative that he was Mansi himself to have Mafta, they didn't fight over an Aliyah Shuva, he was Mansi himself to have Mafta. So such a Kohen, we want he should be from the Oilim, he should be from the Noisim Eskapayim, Buhu Noisei Eskapov. That's how the Turi Eben says Pshat. The Rishash wants to say Pshat, that as follows, that the Halacha is that if there are other, when he's Oivel, if Nea Teve, so the din is that if there are other kahanim which are duchenin, so even though he's a kohen and he's batuach that he won't make a mistake or be chayzalim koymoi, afalpikein, if you don't need him to duchen, he does not duchen, and that's the locha, that the shatz is if we have besides him kahanim to be nice eskapeyim. He is not Oyla Leduchen, and he just stays there Bim Kaimai. Here we gave a bonus for this shot, that since he was such a nice person, he's Rogel to always get Mafta, so if he's Batuach, Sheyavzalim Kaimai, we were Mata, that he should be able to be Naisei Eskapo. The Svasem is Tachsimu wants to say a third Teretz. We're going to have a Taisvis soon that the Taisvis says, Taisvis brings down three stirdike gemorres about Nesias Kapayim, if a cotton could be, Oilo Leduchin, if you have to be a Godel, if you have to have Yismale Zekonoi. And Taisvis says that, in order to Duchin, but Tadiris, the Duchen every day, you have to be Yismali Zekonai. Ba'aroi, you could Duchen Afilu Izagodl, not Yismali Zekonai. So the Sfas Emes wants to say, could be, we're saying here a chiddush, that if he was a maftel benovi, they gave him a bonus that even though it's not nismalis konei, he who knows he has kapov is permitted to duchen b'tediris. B'imhoya koten, what happens if the maftel benovi was a koten? Now she's saying he was rogel lahaftel benovi. Is Oviv, so he is unable to be Oivah Lifnei Ateve, or to, yeah, so Mimhoyo Koten, Oviv Oiraboy Oivrim Al Yoda. So then, this bonus that a Mafter Benovi has, so this Koten can't accept the bonus himself, because he's a Lav Bach Yuvet. So Memele, but this chus does not go to Ibud. So Oviv Oirabe Oivrim Al Yodoy. So the father of the Rebbe could be Oivrim Al Yodoy. Turi Evin says something very interesting. Oviv Oirabe, so he says, if the father's around, you give it to the father. The father is not around, then you give it to the Rebbe. Then the Turi Evin asks a very interesting ha'ore. The Mishnah says in Eilu Metzias, Avedas Oviv, Avedas Rabbi, Avedas Rabbi Koidemesh, Sherabbi Mevir Lachai Oilom Habo. And here he's saying Pshat in the Mishnah that Oviv Oy Rabbi, that means the Oviv is a din kedime. And if not, if Oviv is around, Oy Rabbi, then the Rabbi. So why is the Seder different? So he says a beautiful teretz. So he says like this, over there, the Mishnah is speaking about the din kovet that is mutl al haben v'talmud. That means he finds an Aveda. So the Aveda is Oviv, Aveda is Rabbi. So which one should he return? He can't return both of them. So which one is he indebted to most? He's indebted to the Rebbe. Rabbi Mevi Lachai Olam Habo. So therefore, he's mechuyev to take away this Rabbi. He says, over here, he's not doing anything to this cotton. He's not, means Chazal said that you're entitled, that Chazal gave him a schus, he's in the Baal Hamafter, is a right to be over lifnei atevi. So now the shail is, who be zoiche his chus? Means he can't use it himself. So who be zoiche his chus? So he says, this is like a Yerusha dikedin. So who yarshins a ben, a rebbe or a father? Din Yerushas as chusim, this normally, the father is yoirish what the ben has. So Mamela, the ben was zoiche in a schus of oivel if neateve. He can't do it himself. So Fakelta, here the din is that Oviv is yoirish the schus before Rabbi. Now the Mishnah says further, oivel na yoirish. Koten koirei beteire umetargim. He's a kaire beteire, umetargen, aval eine peiris al shma, ba eine oiva lifne ateve, ba eine noise eskapov. What does Rashi say? Al yode bishvile, kot neine peiris al shma, lefish ubo lo hitzi rabim yedeche vosom, bekivin she eine mechuye bedova, eine moitze acherim yedeche vosom. Veinei noisei eskapovim koinu, shein kovet shol tziba, li es kfufim lebir chosoi. It's not a kovet a tziba. Peicheyach, so Rashi says, Mesech Sforim, Seifrim Eforish, Kol Shekro Nirim. That means that he's not properly covered, his knees are shown. Olum v'yachav metargim artiloi pachach. So it means that he's Yachav, but it's a Yachav. Not only the Bach explains, it's not only that he doesn't have shoes on. That means, but he's uncovered, but not covered properly up to the knees. So this person is not properly dressed for doing a Dovah Shebekdusha. So the Mishnah says as follows. Peirei says Shema Afal Piken is permitted to say Kaddish and Bochu and Kedusha Shebeyaitza. Umetargim is also permitted to say the Targum. Abol Einoi Keirei Bateire Veinoi Oiva Lifnei Ateve. But to be Keirei Bateire and Oiva Lifnei Ateve, which this is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, Shemayna Esrei is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech, and to be the Shatz of the Tzibur, that is not permissible. Ve'enei Noisei Eskapov, he's not permitted to duch neither. So Rashi says, Peiris Eshema, Domochuyiv Bebroche, Avalene Keire Bateire, Bishum Kvoi Teire. It's not a covered of the Torah. V'chein lifnei ha-teve, v'chein nesiyas kapayim gnayu le-tzibur, that this should be their mevorech, a person who's not properly dressed. It's a gnay le-tzibur. Suma, peiris eshema, u-metalgim. Ab Yehuda ima kol shalei ro, ma'iris miyomov, enei peiris al-shema. So Rabbi Yehuda seems to say as follows, that a person, the broche of Birchas HaMa'ores, Yetzer Oyer of Oyerei Choshech, can only be said by a person who at least experienced once in his life the Hano of Oyerais. So then he can make this broche. But a person, assume, who never, that means, so, epikeich ben istame, if he once had seen oires, so he's permitted to be peiris al shema, to say yeitzam oires, because he knows how to appreciate what he had witnessed. He doesn't have it nebuchnam, some appreciates it more, what exists. But if a person never was exposed to the hanor of moires, He cannot be stomach, the Svasem says Mustam is not Mechuyiv in the Broche, and he can't be Meitzi others in the Broche. Let us see Taisvis. Avol Einei Peiris Al Shema. Now, it said over here that a Kotten cannot be Peiris Al Shema. Vafilah Rab Yehuda, the Machshalei B'Megillah Le'el, here we don't have any Machloikis. It seems it can't be Peiris, and Rashi says it can't be Peiris, because he's a Lav Bar Chiyuve. Is in the Rabbi Yehuda said that a Kotten could be Moitzi Acherim by Megillah. So what is the difference between Mikra Megillah and Peiris Al Shema? So Taisa says, Och a Moitish Le'yitzachem Dechavosim B'Dovish HaBekdushim. There's two Darabonos, Kedefrishis Lel, Larabona and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabona Rabbi Yehuda hold by Megillah, they can't be Maitzi. They can't be Maitzi by Megillah because the two Darabonos. Avo, some of Mele here, there's also two Darabonos. That means the whole priest of Shema is a Darabonos. And his chiyuv to say it is another drabonon, so two drabonons can be made see one drabon. And this rabbi is also made. Avo megillah yesh lahokel uvishetav v'noshim ay besofik v'larig lahashmi, because the rabbi Yehuda kigodol. But the taisa means the same. Because we hear this already b'shem the Ramban, that a cotton b'megillah is not two drabonons. Kins shehem hoyu boisei anes, so that alone is a machayiv. So the both the same derabonans, the both one derabonans. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a cotton could be mitzi. The ain't the oiver lifnei atayve. Kosher ma'iriya cotton.
Why davke a cotton is not a fellow god will not be in the evil if they are tape. Elim kane is mali zekone, can the sign you say for a kama de chulun, this mali zekone, hoy lassi shliach will lay it if they are tape, avo binyan acheloi. Vishloima the hosa mairi that you need this mali zekone, it's speaking about betainis sibo. כדסנם בטיינס למרידו זני הטבע אלו זוכם ורוגו ומי שטיפולו עם מרובה ועוד אקטוני הוסם נמי נשמה לזדקוני רוי לעשי שעץ היינו לי שעץ בקביעס אבל בקרוי באומה יוכל לי יש משהבי ביסרס so ממילא so here we're speaking about עובר לפני הטבע ודווקא הקוטן is not עובר Oiver is a loshen aroi. Aber if he's a godel, he can be oiver. Aber yoyred lifnei ateiva, which is more a loshen of a kaviyas, to speak, the Rishash says, this only applies by mishan ismala zekone. Loi kamoishe perish rashi shom the pirish the mairi litkiya shoifa limonis panis ala tziba ula halkais ula nadais. Rashi says a different shot in Shliach Tzibo. Shliach Tzibo does not mean a shot that's davening. It means for other purposes that the Tzibo needs, ki shayfa parnas ala Tzibo. So that Rashi says there you need it should be in the smallest coming. So Rashi says no, it's speaking about taka a shot. It matters if it's a shot kavua or a shot aroy. Ve'enei noisei kapot. Mashma im hovi beisaris. Here it says a cotton is not moisei kapot. Yisa kapot. Because the safe per kama de chul noma de noisei es kapot achi yismala zekone. There's a din of yismala zekone. Void koshe. So it seems the shir is not godless. The shir is nismala zekone. Void kosher, the mashma soipek lulav a gozel kotna yedei lisen eskapov chelken lay truma begoyren. I feel a kotn mamish there would seem that even a kotn is noise eskapov. So we have here a stira here one place weiss is a kotn, our mishnah weiss is a godel, and the gemara chulam weiss is you need this malis kotn. We shloim adi the lulav a gozel mayrim kahanim gdoyd. They're speaking about that he'll stand together. There's other kahanim gedolim which are duchening lilmei de lischane. But the baslinin, so the afilah cotton is permitted. But the baslinin hoche cotton here, the mission it seems that cotton cannot duchen meire besh en gedolim imoy. There's no gedolim. Vehi de chulim the boy mili zokin that you need a mili zokin. Meire lisa cap of todir bekvias to duchen keseda. There you need mili zoke. Avo bakroi baume yochel olisa kapov. Avo pi shalei nismale zekonoi. Telach zuke navshe bekahane. To be machzik himself at the zakoi. Mi shalei ro ma'oireis lo yifreis al shema. So we had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said if he never saw Ma'iris, then lo yifreis al shema. But if he once saw Ma'iris, then he's peiris al shema. Kosher Rabbi Yehuda udama per kachoibu sume pata mikol ha-mitzvahs, that the sume is pata from all mitzvahs. Vimkein i'ayri hoche besume, we're speaking about a sume, afilu ro ma'iris v'nistam, afilu he once saw Ma'iris v'nistam, nami it also should be unable to be peiris Hashem, because he's a lav bar chiyuva, asum es pot min ha mitzvahs. Meforish birishalm of the mayri besum mamish, al mayri shu be beis ofel. So they say a person who never went out of a beis ofel, that's a mishle ro moiris. He never went out of a beis ofel, so he never knew how to appreciate the outside light. But not speaking about asum. So then it's good. Vaydish loim of the mayri shape besum. We're speaking about a summa. Vaho de patrin en hosam summa. Hai, we pater a summa min a mitzvah. Haina min a teure, av min rabbonu mi a chai. A summa is chayiv no mitzvah mit rabbonu. Vafilu nistame mishenoyud, vafilu is born blind. become a kemchayv umidarabon. Now, why were the rabbonon mechayv, if the Torah parted them from mitzvahs, so why did the rabbonon put on a chiyuv mitzvahs on him? So Tosfos says, because we have Nebuchadnezzar, which will leave him a din deraisis, will be like a goy. He won't be doing any Yiddish zachen. Why won't we mechayiv noshim in mitzvah saseishes mangrome? Loi domi le noshim teptum in mitzvah saseishes mangrome. Tavul ma'isam sheinim al midarabonon. Shreben erchak chaneke bar bekoisin vika megillad lahavn al midarabonon. Le mechayiv al fi sheinoi ba'isay anes. That means we parted them up from midarabonon also. Also, meine Time is shefilo nifter oisa mikom mitzvus aseishas mangrome, mikom okem adain yeshlo mitzvus rabbis. They still have other mitzvus, so they won't be goyim if we won't be mechayim them in mitzvus. I will assume him nifter oisa mikom mitzvus, avilo moishan shenom eid rabbonon, im ken yechoshev kenochi, so there's nothing that is showing that he's a yid. Avogav, the pirshinu la'el, the cotton is betray mit rabonon shu cotton prise schmad haver mit rabonon in yochel hoitzi acherem. We said before a cotton cannot be mitzi acherem according in yochel acherem derm do lekel chad rabonon prise schma to lohi sume yes betray der rabonon to lohere. Why is a sume better than a cotton? It's also two derabonon, and a teir is put in a mitzvah, and so chiyiv is shaloi yei nirikakum, yaitzi shape acherim, given shu godol u bardas, odiv tvei mikotten. That means this hagdore of trei derabonon cannot be moitzi chad derabonon was not said all the time. If the trade rabbonon is a godel or bardas, so then it could be made see chad rabbonon.